My name is Eric, and I am a believer in Christ who has been delivered from drinking and drugs and continues to struggle with trusting God and turning my life and my will over to God. Hi. And it's kind of ironic that I'm teaching tonight on turn, on lesson 5, which has to do with turning our lives and our wills over to the care of God. Before I start, I want to just kind of lay the premise of the lesson. Lesson 5 is on turning our lives over to the our lives and wills over to the care of God. It's based on principle 3 and step 3. But before we get there, we have to have gone through step 1 and 2. So just to lay that premise down, step 1 and step 2, we admitted we were powerless over our addictions and compulsive behaviors, that our lives had become unmanageable. I kind of like to say that is it's kind of admitting we have a spiritual disease, we have a spiritual malady. And then step 2, where we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity, is just our acknowledgement that we need a spiritual cure for this spiritual malady. And a good friend of mine, Colin Lardner, puts it this way, that we have a worship disorder. We like to worship what's been created. We like to worship ourselves. We like to worship our money, things, people, pleasures, all types of things that have been created versus the creator of all those things. And that's really what we're dealing with tonight. So when we admitted, or we came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity, we believe here at Celebrate Recovery that higher power is Christ, is God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit working in us. And so we really need to have that as a basis of turning. So when I go talk, before I get into lesson 5, I want to just touch on principle 3 and step 3 as well. When I talk to I sponsor a few people, and when I do sponsor people and I walk them through I walk through the steps with them, I like to really dwell on the words of the steps. So as we look at this, this is the foundation of lesson 5, which is principle 3 and step 3. Consciously choose to commit all my life and will to Christ's care and control. Step 3, we made a decision to turn our lives and our wills over to the care of God. Some things that pop out at me there is we're making a conscious decision, consciously choosing. We, as in all of those who have gone before you, are telling you that we have done this and it's worked for us. You could be part of the we as you walk through this step as well. But what did we do? We made a decision. We weighed it out. You know, is this worth it? How's it working, my current decision state? Lots of things go into that decision of making that decision. But what was that decision? It was to turn our lives and our wills. So I dwell on that. What is my life? Is it my relationship at home only? Is it my past? Is it my future? Is it the current? It's everything, though. So we're turning our entire life, not just part of it. We're turning our wills, not just what our life is, but what we want it to be. This is a huge step to take. We're making a decision to turn our lives and our wills to the care of God. And I love how it's the care of God. Instead of caring for ourselves, instead of willing for ourselves, we're turning our lives and our wills over to the care of God. And God, obviously, is who we're turning this to. So that's where we're coming from when we're talking about this lesson 5, which is turn. So there are a couple types of turning, and the acrostic that CR has come up with for turn is trust, understand, repent, and new life. And there are a couple types of turning that I'd like to talk about. Once is one for eternity. Once for eternity. And the other is this ongoing turning of our lives over to the control and care of God. So it's really important to understand that there's those two pieces. Some of us tonight have no relationship with this God that we're trying to turn our life and our will over to. And that's going to be very difficult. I really am glad you're here, those of you who are in that place. There are places when, and I'll talk about my struggle with doing that in a moment. And then there's others of us that have turned our lives and our wills over to the care of God once for eternity, but keep trying to drive our life here on earth on our own. So there's a couple of us out there. So a little background on me. I'll give you an example of where I was when I turned my life and will over to God, the care of God, for the first time for eternity. I was sitting on a mountaintop. I had a mountaintop experience. I was sitting on a mountaintop in Montana smoking a bowl with a friend of mine, and he was a new Christian and had just become a believer. And so I'll tell you guys, God meets you where you're at. He's not going to want to keep you there, but he will meet you where you are right now. My friend and I had grown up in New Canaan, Connecticut, and it was a place where David Letterman lived. A lot of diplomats. It's kind of like the Highland Park of Connecticut in a way. I had found that there was a lot of fakeness. There was no life in the riches that were there. There were some good people there, but the life that I had been kind of led down the road with my folks were, you know, they didn't believe in God, and they believed I should do well in high school so I could go to an Ivy League school, so I could get a great job, so I could make a lot of money, go to the Cape on the weekends, and I kind of added, and be miserable like you. And so I kind of threw everything out and just sought pleasure, because I just saw some hypocrisy and I saw just dysfunction in my family. And so I said, I'm not going to pursue that. I'm going to pursue that which will give me life now in my mind. And that was seeking pleasure. And so I was sitting on this mountaintop with my friend who had gone through all of this type of debauchery with me. And he said, Eric, you need to trust. He said, I'm going to tell you something in a minute, and you're either going to think I'm crazy or you're going to have to seek this out and see if it's true for you. And because it's true, and there is a spiritual battle out there for your soul. And think I'm crazy or not, you know me. But check it out. So for me, the first part of this acrostic, trust, the T stands for trust. In order for me to trust God, I had to explore and really, it took me a year of, after smoking the bowl with him on the mountain and deciding to, okay, you know what, I'll check it out. Until I can prove you wrong, I'll check it out. And continuing to just seek and pray and go to Bible studies that I had never thought of before, and have an open mind, and to allow myself to, with my skeptical, critical mind, to trust God. And so after that, I came to understand my position with God, who he said he was, and who he said I was with him. So for those of you who don't have a relationship with God, I would just suggest go to Foundations Group, pray, read his word, because in order to have a relationship, you have to hear his word or read his word. You have to believe it, and then you have to believe it and you have to confess, which is the next part here, which is repenting. Once you trust in God, you understand your position with him and his position in the universe. You then start to repent of things that are of your understanding of things and your actions where they don't align with God's. And so you repent, And then he gives you a new life. And so that's once and for all turning your life over to God, the care and control of God. But oftentimes what we do is we as believers will make that and go through the trusting him, understanding where we sit and repenting and then receiving this new life. And it's secure and it's eternal. But we trust him with our eternity, but we don't trust him with our today and our future on this earth. And so that's where we get into this continually turning our lives and wills over to the care of God. And this is really difficult, gang. I mean, I was hit this week re-preparing for this talk, and you know, I was struggling with turning my life and will over to the care of God. I give him the wheel, you know, Jesus take the wheel. I hate that song, but Jesus take the wheel, and then I pull it back, you know, and it's just insane because he comes through time and time again, but I keep taking the wheel back. So I'm just going to share with you a couple things where I've turned my life and will over to God, and just basically my experience with that. So after I came to have a relationship with God, I fell away over time. I didn't trust him fully in taking care of me right now. I understood who he was, and ultimately he would take care of me, but I wanted what I wanted when I wanted. And I had a will for my life. And I had a vision for my life. And I had an understanding of what I wanted. And so I continued with my habits of drinking and drugs and work, and added some workaholism out there once I got out of college, and tried to create a life that I thought was going to be good. And eventually it led me here to CR because my wife left me. I got a divorce, and I had been putting work and partying and myself above her, and she left. And so I came here, and right before I came here, I had to turn my life and my will over to God again. I had to admit to myself that it wasn't working. And I trusted his word to me, which was, draw near to me and I will draw near to you. And I held on to that. And when I got to the end of myself after she had left, and I kind of cranked up the partying after she left a little bit because there was nobody there to be sober or sane for. So for about a month afterwards, I cranked up my habits. And then I came to a realization that this wasn't working. And ended up having to, and basically I likened it to having a ball cap pulled over my head, pulled down over my head for years, walking around knowing that God was up there, I had a relationship with him, but not wanting to deal with it because I wanted to do what I wanted to do. So I trusted him in that moment and said, Lord, I'll draw near to you, you draw near to me, and I need help. So I came, and that's part of turning over your life and will to God, is you're here. You've turned, you're going down that path. So be encouraged. The acrostic turn, trust. You need to trust the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. The U for understanding. Lean not on your own understanding. Proverbs 14:12 says, there is a way that seems right to man, but in the end leads to destruction. I had to, basically at that time, I trusted him. I understood that my ways weren't taking me where I needed to go or weren't healthy. They were dysfunctional. And I repented of them. I said, I will do whatever you want me to do. I repent. I know this is wrong. And then I came and I submitted to whatever they asked me to do here. And so that was part of turning my life and will over to God. They asked me to stop dating. You know, I was to not date, and I was, I had to turn that over to him. I didn't date for a year and a half or more, because I had just gotten divorced, and wise community came around me and said, that's probably a good idea for you to just kind of be good with God and get with God and walk through this recovery yourself for a while. And so I turned that over to God, even though part of me wanted to go date, get attention from women. There was other parts after I got out of CR, or I haven't gotten out of CR yet, but after I finished my first 12-step experience, I ended up, and about a year and a half later, I ended up dating a gal, and we did it in community, dated in and really tried to lead well in that. But at a certain point, before we took it to the next level, we were both convicted that, you know what, Eric? If I'm going to be able to ask her to marry me, we both felt that we needed to turn our relationship over to God. So we went and both felt led to go and ask Watermark to help us make sure that my ex would not did not want to get back together with me before we pursued a relationship, because we felt that's what God's word said. And so I really had a lot of feelings for this new relationship of mine, who is now my wife, Erin Bailey. But we first walked with the pastors here to basically say God's best is for you to be reunited versus go on your own to another relationship. So I had to turn that over. And it was scary and it was not comfortable, but it was a complete blessing. And, you know, recently we've had health issues in my family, and it's been really difficult not knowing what the Lord has in store for us. And not knowing, I mean, thinking about our very lives, our very health, our very life and death situation, and how we have to turn that over to Him. It's such an illusion of control that we think we have anyway, and it just doesn't work. So I've really, this last year, had to turn over the whole, for one of the members of my family, just that they might be here. And that's okay, and that the Lord's will, and I really want to align my will to the Lord's will and turn my life and my will over to God. So all of that to say, at the end of the day, you know, turning over all of those things, I still struggle with, am I going to have a customer? Am I going to have revenue to provide for my family? And I struggle with turning that over. And then I get that customer, and he blesses me. And I'm like, okay, now I've got to keep him myself, and I don't turn that over to God. And so there's all of these continual struggles. But at the end of the day, what I do to try to just continue this process of turning my life and my will over to God is I pray, and I try to pray without ceasing. I get up in the morning, I spend quiet time, and I journal the fears and the craziness in my head and say, Lord, here's what I'm feeling, here's what I'm thinking. Will you please straighten me out and let me just give this to you, and then give me your peace and your truth back. And I'm in His Word and I'm in community. And with all of that, I still struggle every day. And when I first came to CR and I had anxiety because I got rid of my coping mechanism, I had a lot of anxiety and I was looking for peace. But I turned it over to Him and got on my knees every day, and I prayed the Serenity Prayer, and I memorized it. And a couple parts of it, which I'll probably forget now that I'm on stage about to say, but there was a couple parts that really spoke to my heart, and that was the where it was living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, and just giving it over to Him so that I could do that. And that got me through the day, and that turning it over in that way. So now when I'm still trying to struggle through turning my life and will, wanting to have that next customer, wanting to...